The following is a presentation of the Ed Boston Podcast Network.
30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, this is amazing to me. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace.
Yes.
You see, he used Rahab, one of those people, yes. One of the people who you might call, she might have called herself, I'm a whore. I'm a slut. You see what I'm saying? That's how people refer to themselves. But God used a harlot to make things happen. And so whatever it is in your life, God can use you to make things happen. This morning, Kevin counted 72 people in this sanctuary after the kids had left. Adam said that him and Amy were over there with 19 kids. Now, if you can do the math, I'm not going to say the numbers because, you know, I'll mess up right in front of you. But you can see that we're up above 80 and close to 90. There was two people and kids down in the nursery. You see, when you add it all up, you come up to about 100 people. I remember a year ago, 2 years ago, there were times where we had 50 in here. On Sunday nights, I preached to 10 before in here, or maybe less. We've got over 30 tonight. You see, God's got big things in store for this congregation. I believe that with all my heart. And guess what? Rob Hurt, who leads this congregation, doesn't have a college degree from a seminary. I don't have a college degree from a seminary. But I can tell you what, as I stand up here and preach, and if I pray to God that He speaks through me, He doesn't say, you need to go to college. I'm not putting people down that went to college and went to seminary. I respect those people immensely. They know more about the Bible probably than I will ever know. But I can tell you, when I stand up here, I try to make it simple. I'm a simple person. I figure I'd get some amens there. But I'm a simple person. And I've said under preachers in the pew that new theology is so thick that they preached way up here. I couldn't even follow them. And I was a pastor. They didn't have the way to deliver the sermon to the common folk. But you know what? I firmly believe that this congregation has got something going on. You heard this morning about the building there at National and Central, the old Kroger building. Think about if it had that sign out front, Come As You Are Ministries. And ministries is in plural. And fitting that there were several ministries within this one building. Not several different churches, but several different ministries within our own ministry. You realize that feeding the community is a ministry within this ministry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You realize that if we had a homeless shelter, that would be a ministry within this ministry. Yeah. Do you believe that can happen?
Yes. Amen. Yep.
Do you have faith that that can happen? Let's continue on, or I'll never get to my final point here. By faith, they, being the Israelites, passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, led by Moses. And what more shall I say? Verse 32, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, David, Samuel. You notice I skipped the one that was a little more harder to pronounce. Who through faith subdued kingdoms. They subdued entire kingdoms, individuals. Now, let's look at the downside of some of these people. Abraham. Did he start out the great man he became? He was a liar, wasn't he? A deceiver. Sarah, his wife, was good looking. And he thought when he went into Egypt, oh, they're going to want to steal my wife. They want to kill me to get to my wife.
Yeah.
I better lie. I better lie. Sarah, tell them you're my sister, then they won't kill me. He lied and he deceived, and he became a member of the Faith Hall of Fame. God promised him that his seed, his offspring, would number in the millions. Unable to count. Sarah got rid of a slave woman that had a child with her husband. She didn't want nothing to do with her. It wasn't that slave woman's fault that Abraham slept with her and impregnated her. It wasn't her fault. She was just following what she was told to do. And Sarah, the great woman that she was, never wanted to share the inheritance that Isaac was going to come up with. Isaac said this, "Lord, you destroyed an innocent nation. Did he not say to me, 'She is my sister'? And didn't he also say, 'He is my brother'?" He was acknowledging that he came from a line that wasn't perfect. But you didn't come from a line that was perfect, and I didn't come from a line that was perfect. Let's look at who else. Jacob, what'd he do? He stole his brother's birthright.
Yeah.
He wasn't perfect, and yet we pray to the God of who? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yeah. God used Jacob in that. Let's go to Joseph. He was egotistical. My brothers are going to bow down to me. Look at me. My dad and my mom think I'm the best. You probably all got a brother or sister that was your mom's pet. And I bet you we ought to. Yeah, my wife just went. Because she's got a brother that they call the golden child. And I hope he listens to this, because he's going to sit back there and say, "Yep, actually I graduated from the golden child. I am now the platinum child." But you know people like that. And Joseph was that way. But guess what? The 12 tribes of Israel came from him.
Yeah.
Moses, good old Moses, led the Israelites across the Red Sea on dry land. He said things that God told him to say, and God acted because he was faithful. Moses was a murderer.
Yeah.
He murdered somebody before he led the Israelites. You think that, and people knew. Look at him. He's the guy who murdered that person. We talked about Rahab. She was a prostitute. Gideon was a coward. Barak was a coward. Samson slept with a prostitute. David was an adulterer and a murderer. Man after God's own heart. God used him in mighty, mighty ways. And guess what? David didn't just mess up as an adulterer and a murderer. He continued to mess up and continued to mess up. And you know what? God continued to forgive him and continued to use him. And mighty things happened with the nation of Israel and the tribe of Judah through David. You see, we don't have to be in the Hall of Fame when we're born. You know, there are sports figures who have children that become sports figures. And many times, the child doesn't come anywhere near the parent. Now, sometimes you've got Ken Griffey, who was really good, and he had a son, Ken Griffey Jr., who ended up being way better than his father. That happens. But it wasn't because he was born of Griffey. He had to put in the effort. He had to work. You think, I mean, some people have natural talent, but there's a lot of people that have natural talent that don't use it.
Right.
You may have natural talents that God can use, but you may not. You know, Rob was talking about people who work in the ministry. But you know what? God doesn't call everybody to preach. God doesn't call everybody to teach. God doesn't call everybody to lead the song service. Those people are up front. And some people think that's way more glamorous than what it is.
I had to preach on it.
All night long.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You get up here, you get tongue-tied, and you say the word but. Yeah. Who laughed? Who didn't laugh? You say the word but, you worked hard, you maybe even be sweating, and the only thing they remember at your sermon is they said, Ed likes butts. Are you kidding? It's not always glamorous to stand up front. You know, I have a podcast and I've done over 1,700 of them. It's listened to in many different countries. But you know what? There's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes on that. I could walk down the street and talk to 20 people and probably 19 3/4 of them, and I don't know how you figure that out, but 19 3/4 of them has never heard of the Ed Boston podcast. You know, it's not all glamorous and it's not all good, but it's for the love of the ministry that Jesus placed in my heart to reach souls.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
But you know what? I've got a guy that lives in Minnesota, Wisconsin, that is in a wheelchair that I never even personally met. We work almost entirely by text message. And he's booked guests for my show that many of you would know if I started naming names. I can't do it by myself. Amy helps me out on a regular basis. She is as much of an expert on the topic of abortion as anybody that I know. She knows figures, and she knows what's gone on years in the past, and she can rattle that stuff off. I know some of those figures, but when we talk about that topic, she's the expert, not just doing it by myself. And this church, if we're going to move into that building at National Road and Central Avenue, that huge building that this one would fit in several times, Rob's got to have help. Because, see, this isn't Rob Hurt Church.
Right.
Yeah. This is Come As You Are Ministries. And guess what? You're all a part of it because you're here tonight. Yeah. Whether you continue to be a part of it, that's up to you. We welcome you. We want you. We need you. Every one of you to make this ministry go. And you know what? It doesn't matter if you're in the Faith Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame, that you're an entertainer that makes $20 million for a movie. Our reward is in heaven.
Right.
We don't need a star out in Hollywood. We don't have to have our picture in Cooperstown. We don't even have to have our picture in Columbus City Hall. Because you're going to reach people, those people.
Yeah.
We tried to reach those people across the street, and they wouldn't even come over and eat a hot dog with us. Guess what Rob Hurt does? Every time he sees us, you want a bottle of water? You want to come over and eat a hot dog with us on Wednesday night? You just don't give up. Because those people need Jesus Christ.
Try, bud.
We could all be one of those people.
That's right.
We all needed Jesus Christ at one point. And we all need Jesus Christ today. See, we feed off each other. Adam has a gift to pray over people. His prayers and his belief in God has caused people to be healed in a major way. He's testified before that he's kind of gotten away from that a little bit. But God has great things in store for you, Adam. People are depending on you to pray over them, touch them, and heal them through your prayers through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You ladies who clean this church, guess what if you didn't do it? Somebody would walk through the door and say, well, this place is a trash bin. We ain't going to come back. If they can't keep care of that building any more than that, we ain't coming back. Guess what? This is a big one. You people that work in the nursery. You people that work in the nursery. If a mother comes in here with a baby, one of the first things they're going to do is look at the nursery. If you got unqualified people, people that stumble around and drop babies, you know. Seriously. I heard Bobby Knight one time talking about Uwe Blopp. And if you, this is way back, so I'll be.
Yeah.
Uwe couldn't catch a cold. If he could have caught the ball, he'd probably average 30 points a game. And Bobby Knight said, Uwe and his wife had a baby. Bobby Knight told Uwe's wife, don't let Uwe handle the baby, he'll drop it. But if we got Uwe Blopp down there dropping babies, they ain't going to come back. We need good people down there in that nursery. And we need a lot of them so that two or three people don't get wore out. We need somebody to drive, I think it's over there, that van on Sunday mornings. Because people call, and they call at the last second sometimes. And Rob, when he should be getting mentally prepared to bring the message to God's people, is going out, running and getting in a van, and going and picking people up 15, 20, 30 minutes before service. Somebody needs to take that over. On Wednesdays, on the fourth Wednesday, have you ever seen people come in and take clothes? We've seen people come in and take bags full of clothes because they need them. We need somebody that will take that over and own it. That will take pride and say, you know, we've got this closed. And here, this section is small, medium, large, because they've organized it. And the person that walks up there says, I'm a medium. I walk right here. Medium. That's wonderful. They don't have to go through every single piece to find their mediums. That's a ministry.
Yep, good.
People that brought food yesterday. Stacy has chickens, and he brings them to the men's fellowship. He brings them and gives them to people here in this congregation. He's got a ministry through chickens. He plays Santa Claus at Christmas. One of our grandchildren seen him in Walmart. He was just partially dressed as Santa. He wasn't even in his full costume. There was another guy in the store that was there specifically to play Santa Claus. Guess who our granddaughter remembered? She remembered Stacy. He's got a ministry there. He drives a bus. He can pray with kids. He's not supposed to. If the superintendent of schools is listening to this, Stacy gets fired tomorrow. Could. Right? Could. Weirder things have happened. Then he's going to come over and slap me around and say, you had to mention that where people could hear.
No, I'm just going to hang out with you all day.
Please, Jesus, help Stacy to keep his job. But do you see where I'm going? We're laughing and we're joking and we're cutting up. But we need you. Not because we need you, but God needs you. And God doesn't need you just because you're the greatest person in the world. God just needs to work through you. God could snap his fingers and things be done. God spoke the world and the universe into existence. You think he can't take care of the homeless problem in Columbus, Indiana? Sure he can. But he does it through people. So people have to stand up. We need good Christians in every single legal profession that there is. And maybe even some illegal ones too. They at least need to be introduced to somebody that's a good Christian. But we need them in, you know, everybody, lawyers are crooked. We need good Christian lawyers. Amen. That you can stand up and they represent you. And they know that if they get out of line, you're going to fire them. I ain't going to put up with that. You're not going to go up there on the front of that judge and lie and me keep you representing me. Because I don't put up with lying. We need good Christian doctors. Have you ever heard a doctor say, I don't know how that happened. I can't do that myself. I mean, that's impossible. No, it's impossible through your hands. But all things are possible with the hands of Jesus.
Good.
The Faith Hall of Fame is a great place to look. The Faith Hall of Fame lets us know the outcome of these people's life. But you got to dig a little bit deeper and read back in the Old Testament. You know that Old Testament that's not relevant anymore? Come on, somebody smile. Somebody know that I'm being sarcastic here. The Old Testament is relevant today. If it wasn't for the Old Testament, the New Testament wouldn't have happened. Maybe it would. Jesus came, so everything changed in it. But you got to dig into that Old Testament to find out that Moses was a murderer. You read in the New Testament in Hebrews, he's in the Hall of Fame. You go in the Old Testament, he's a murderer. It's important because he being God, will take you from a murderer to the leader of a nation of people. Rob used the example of Billy Graham this morning. I'm going to guess that when Billy Graham knelt in an altar, if that's how he gave his life, that nobody that day thought that Billy Graham would lead millions of people to the Lord. It would be impossible to know that in advance. God knew it, but none of us would have known it. Nobody that was there that day or that night knew that Billy Graham was going to do what he did. And he's gone to heaven now, and his legacy continues to be left behind. And many people from this day forward will continue to be one to Jesus because of the groundwork that Billy Graham laid.
Yeah. Good.
What are you going to be remembered for? Maybe the Faith Hall of Fame. I know some faithful Christians. And maybe I don't even know their background about where they came from. Stacy? How many years you been clean?
Well, over 13.
Stacy can talk to people that I can't come close to. I don't know nothing about that. Guarantee I can talk some baseball with you. But you know, whatever the topic, you got to break the ice somewhere. Maybe break the ice talking about the St. Louis Cardinals, the greatest team that ever... Well, no, the Yankees have more titles than the Cardinals. But I can break the ice talking about the Cardinals and segue around and talk about maybe the Cardinals are the greatest baseball team, in my opinion. But I know the greatest man that ever walked this earth. I know Jesus Christ. Oh, I wasn't here when he walked this earth. But this word right here shares everything that we need to know about Jesus. You know, there's a lot about Jesus we ain't got a clue about. Basically, this is the last 3 years of his life. What about the first 30? We know a little bit, but we don't know much. What can your conversation start? Where can you go? You're working in the public. I know you. Does anybody raise? I want you to raise your hand. Does anybody in this building not go to Walmart at some point in time?
Very seldom.
Very seldom, but you've been there, right? You've not been there?
Yeah, okay.
I want to say, your nose is about to grow as big as your body here. We all go to Walmart. Guess what? That cashier, well, they're doing self-cashiers now.
Yeah.
If you happen to go and see a cashier, she needs you to smile at her or him. She needs you to hear you say, when you walk away, God bless, I hope you're having a good day. Or I hope your day gets better, because she may have just blurted out, my boss has been on me all day. Somebody stole $50 out of my cash register drawer. My baby's at home sick, but I had to work or I'd get fired. She probably needs to hear, God bless you and I hope your day gets better.
Yeah, right.
That few words may be the difference between life and death. I don't mean to be dramatic, but she may go home and say, I remember that one guy.
Yeah.
He said, God bless you. God, I got a Bible. Starts digging into the Word. You think that's far-fetched? That's not far-fetched.
Nope.
Because Jesus can work through that God bless you. God can work through you wherever you're at. Those people need you. Because they need God, and God works through you. Go ahead and play some music. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and I'm pretty sure that most people here do, tonight is the night. You might be the next Billy Graham. I got faith that Billy Graham is not the last great evangelist that's ever going to walk this earth. He wasn't the first. There's other great ones right now, so he's not the last. You kneel down at this altar, and none of us will know if you're the next Billy Graham. But God knows. God knows. And if you already have given your life to the Lord, and you don't know what your calling is, God's got a reason for you to be here tonight. It's not because Ed preached. It's not because it's Rob's church. It's not because Adam is a church board member. It's not because Kevin is a wonderful, compassionate, giving person. You're here to know what your calling is. You're not one of those people. You're a child of God. And God loves you more than you will ever know. If you don't know what your calling is, come up here and let's pray about it. We'll kneel down with you. And if you want to share with us, if that's what you want, we'll pray. And we'll continue to pray until God shows you what your calling is. Maybe you've been thinking about working in the nursery and you just think, oh man, I've got 3 kids. I've raised them. Amy and I have raised 8. But maybe God's calling you to the nursery. God may be calling you to preach. I don't know. I know God doesn't call us all to do the same job. We're not all hands. Song we sang this morning, if you are the body, just say, why aren't our hands reaching? It goes on and talks about the rest of the body. We're the body of Christ. Come up and pray.
Hi friend, this part of the program is designed specifically for you as an individual. Me, Pastor Ed Boston, talking with you one-on-one here as part of our podcast. The purpose of this segment is to give you the understanding and opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ, the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. We want to encourage you to ask for God's will in your life, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is God's will for you to give your life to Jesus Christ. Jesus died a harsh and cruel death on a cross as a sacrifice for our sins. In earthly ways of thinking, that is difficult to understand. But understand that God's Word tells us that He loves us so much that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever would believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Please know that God loves you, and insert your name right there. He knows you. He knows all about you. He knows your name. He knew you before you were even born. He knew you when He sent Jesus to die on the cross over 2,000 years ago. If you want to give your life to the Lord right now, I encourage you to repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and I invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer just now, I want to encourage you to do a few things. I want to encourage you to be active in reading your Bible. I want to encourage you to go to the Lord in prayer. And if you don't understand how to pray, just talk to God like you would talk to your father or your mother or your spouse or your whoever you have a conversation with. Just have a conversation with God. I also encourage you to get with somebody in your local area that is a Bible-believing person who would help you with the next steps that need to be taken. And as part of your conversion to a Christian, that would be being baptized for the forgiveness of your sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. To become active in a local congregation where you can be a part of a family, a local family, the family of God. The Bible tells us not to forsake assembling together with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and that can be a major part of what you do as a Christian. If you have questions and don't have anyone to talk with, you can reach me by going to edboston.com, and there is a contact page there. Contact me, and I will do what I can to help you. I will do what I can to help you find a local congregation right there where you live. And I will certainly pray for you. Thank you for being a part of our podcast. We pray that you have taken this step and given your life to the Lord. And we know that you will never have to regret making this decision. God bless, and go out and do the right thing.